WEDFBGFBHM. My name is Corey Hopkins. Episode number 1 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic. My cat won't stop farting on me.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are:
we have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
It is 100% normal for your cat to produce a lot of farts, but it is usually a sign that there is something else going on in her body. Cat farts are often caused by your cat taking in too much air while eating, but in some cases, a cat's flatulence can be caused by allergies or their diet. This may sometimes be most apparent if your cat has swallowed too much air when eating. As for gulping too much air, it could occur if your cat is feeling a little greedy and eating food too quickly. If your pet happens to gulp down anything it is eating without chewing properly, then it is very likely they are ingesting large amounts of air with their cat food. Gas may come from eating too much or too quickly, but it may also come from your cat feeling like he is competing with another cat in the house for his food, or feeding him just before a workout without giving his food enough time to digest. As to what causes your cat's gas, it can be anything from ingesting air from eating too much, too fast, or from the food starting to ferment in his digestive tract due to it not being passed quickly enough, or even due to parasites in the gut. Cats may also get gas from eating a high-fiber diet, eating foods that contain fillers, eating spoiled or garbage canned food, eating dairy products, reacting to a sudden change in their normal diet, or even roosting and suffering gas because of hairballs, or reacting to a sudden change in their diet, and also from a sudden change from their normal diet, or even farting and suffering gas because of a hairball. Some cats can also develop gas and fart due to simple food allergies for cats, like sensitivities to specific foods, chemicals, smoke, and various toxic plants for cats, which all affect the cat's health. Cats can also develop gas and farts from diets too high in fat, foods that contain spices, and foods that are difficult to digest, like food that contains spices such as peas, beans, and soy. Diets containing high amounts of commonly produced gases, like beans or cruciferous vegetables, may also be contributing reasons why your cat is farting too much. Farting cats fare best on moist foods that are meat-based. Grain-based foods can frequently contribute to gassiness. Eating lots of high-fiber or high-carbohydrate foods will make your cat gassier. If your cat is eating a high-fiber diet, slowly switch her to lower-fiber, easier-to-digest foods. The best way to keep cat farts to a minimum is to feed your cat quality cat food that is appropriate for your cat, and minimize changes in the diet. Perhaps the most obvious treatment plan is a modification of your cat's diet. If you must make changes in your cat's diet, you will want to do so slowly. If you recently changed the cat food, or if you are seeing any other signs of digestive discomfort, consult with your veterinarian. Regularly tracking your cat's normal gastrointestinal functions will help you to be a better pet parent, and you will know when your cat might need veterinary care. We will also provide you tips to help deal with your cat's farts, including 5 ways to improve your cat's diet, but if your cat suddenly starts having farts and seems uncomfortable, you will want to be sure you are seeing a vet. Your vet may also recommend better options to cut down on the amount of hairballs your cat experiences, which may help to cut down on the amount of gas, while making your cat much more comfortable. If the hairballs are causing a lot of farting and other digestive problems for your cat, you should consider using a hairball supplement or another treatment to help prevent the hairballs. It is probably time to call a veterinarian to make sure that your cat does not have any food sensitivities or digestive problems, and get more recommendations for solving the issue. Digestive issues can also be a sign your cat has a sensitive stomach, so you may want to talk with your vet about getting your cat some foods that are easier on her tummy. If you think that is a problem for your cat, it is not hard to talk with the staff at your local pet store or with your veterinarian to recommend some quality foods. Remember, better quality food does not need to be expensive, nor should you be feeding absolutely top-of-the-line foods in order to help your cat. To help out, you can purchase specialty cat meals that make it so that your animal is eating slower, and this might be the best opportunity that you have for solving this specific issue. The accumulation of fur in your stomach or gut can make it harder for gases to move through your cat's body, forcing them to release it through the form of an unpleasant, smelly cat fart. Passing some gas every now and then is normal for most cats, so if you begin to notice that your cat is occasionally farting, you might not worry too much. If your cat seems to frequently fart when he is afraid, this is generally not a major concern, but monitor your kitten closely to ensure he is not showing any other signs of distress or digestive problems. Yes, cats may fart, and it is not cute or enjoyable, but do not rush to panic just because your pet's hindquarters smell of roses. It turns out, cats really do fart, and while this may mean that you need to find out about better allergy-friendly cat food or watch for potential underlying health problems, it is sometimes simply the case that your cat has a gassy stomach. This is all for today, guys. My name is Corey and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of QWEDFDGFBHN and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.